Now, your say. Today your comments about a range of matters, from wool sheds, it seems they're much loved, to architecture competitions. And on architecture competitions, the Brisbane architect Shane Thompson has this response. There is no perfect process. In my experience, competitions are no better or worse than most other processes. An honest assessment of the risks and variables relevant to project type of all processes is best. Most critical and most often done poorly are a well-researched and intelligent clear brief, well-written and a strong independent jury with an experienced chair. Winners are often those who dare to break the rules, ignore budgets and fudge the details. I've won as many as I've lost, but it's a commitment to participating regardless that's valuable in the development of your work. Margaret comments, in the early 1960s, when I was 18 years of age, I went out to teach in the central west of New South Wales. I lived in such towns as Forbes and Dubbo. I remember particularly how the citizens of Dubbo celebrated when the shearing sheds cut out and dances were held in the great, somewhat dusty wooden shearing sheds that could be found on every major property. It was a time of fun for us girls with a bush band and lots of handsome young men. It is sad to think that young sharers are now scarce, although they were never very good prospects as husbands, being always rather footloose and fancy-free. Polly Rickard, late of Radio National and formerly my producer on the Philosopher's Zone, emails, I was interested in the parallels between what Andrew Chapman, the author of the book on woolsheds, said about the old woolsheds being left to rot away, and the wonderful old barns in New York State and Massachusetts. These two are left to fall down while a new barn is built, often right next door to them. What a pity. Sean Forster scolds us for not saying the name of the performer in the rendition of Click Go the Shears, which we played to introduce the Woolsheds interview. Well, Sean, the artist was none other than the great folk singer A.L. Lloyd, who died in 1982. He was a POM, but from 1924 to 1930, he worked on various sheep stations in New South Wales, and it was during his time there that he began to write down the folk songs he learned. And that's your say for this week. We look forward to your comments and emails, and you can send them to us by going to our website, abc.net.au/rn/bydesign.